The Father that dwelleth within, He does the work. And what we just found out is that He is in there, and He is there, ready, willing, and able to become His full self. Now, what else is it you need, darling?
When we receive Jesus as our Lord, His power and anointing is made available to us. Today, Kenneth Copeland explains what the Bible says about God's power working in and through you. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go over to the book of Ephesians once again. In the second chapter, and the 10th verse. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, or unto good paths, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now let's read verse 11 and verse 12. Wherefore remember that you being in times past Gentiles. Now I want to stop right there. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are not a Gentile. Don't call yourself one. We're not a Gentile church. The word Gentile means without God, and he's going to say that right here in this verse. And the scripture says, we are in Christ Jesus grafted in Jews. We are Jews in the heart. Amen. So don't call yourself a Gentile. Amen. The others may call you Gentile, but you don't call yourself Gentile. Now, notice this here. Remember that you being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. At that time, what time? Back before you got born again, back before you were created in Christ Jesus, back before you were His workmanship. At that time, you were without Christ. All right, stop a moment. The word Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. So, translate it and then meditate on it. The Hebrew word Messiah is anointed. So now, what do we know about the Anointed One and His anointing? We know that His anointing is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So now let's stop then and meditate on that a minute, and let's see what that's referring to. Now, Make a strong habit of this so that every time you see the word Christ, stop and do this. It is extremely important. It is either referring to Jesus personally, or it's referring to the anointing of Jesus. Now, of course, you can't separate Jesus from the anointing. That's not what we're talking about here. But in some verses, it's referring specifically to the anointing. In other times, it's referring to Him personally. And then in other times, it's referring to both. You'll see things like where it talks about Christ Jesus, and it's talking about something that He is anointed to do. And that's important. And then other times you find a scripture that says we can do all things through Christ. Now, most people quote that verse, through Christ who strengthens us. That's not what it said. It said through Christ which strengthens. Now, that's referring specifically to the anointing. We are the body of, so we're carriers of His anointing. Now, this is important stuff. By not doing this, oh, we lose so much. And by doing this, we become very aware of the scripture in 1 John that says, in Him we have received the anointing. It abides within us. Now then, let's go back and take a look at this. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, or good paths, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, verse 12, at that time you were without the anointed one, therefore you were without His anointing, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants, plural, both of them, of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's a sad place to be. Amen. I'll tell you what is really sad, is to be a born-again child of God and still be a stranger from the covenants. You know, there's a lot of Christian people tonight don't know there is a covenant. They've heard a testament, then have heard a covenant. Well, testament really doesn't mean anything to most people. It's just, you know, old book or new book. Testament is an English word for covenant. This is the will and testament of God. That's strong. This is the last will and testament of God. Ain't gonna be another. Jesus is the only man to ever write a will, die, and then be raised from the dead and probate His own will. Amen. Of which you and I are joint heirs. Amen. Now then, but now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh. You've been made. Created, made, manufactured. Nigh. You didn't crawl up here. When you got born again, you were made as close as you could get.
Amen.
You are one spirit with Him. Whoa. I did it again. It preached me happy right there. Praise God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Bye. The blood of Christ. Well, we need to do that again. But now, in the anointed one and in his anointing, you were sometimes, you who sometimes were far off, were made near. You were made near. By the anointing power of the blood. Now, anytime you see anything said about the blood, you're referring to covenant. What happens when we plead the blood? You have activated the entire Word of God. You have activated the blood that's between you and God. There's blood between Jesus and me. We deal with one another. You ought to be doing it. You ought to be dealing with God based on blood. We're a family. We're blood. But there are times when situations are where you come to the Father and you say, "Sir, I call on our covenant relationship tonight. There's blood between us. I'm a covenant man. I have covenant with you, and you said in your Word." Now don't be going in there unless you know what word you're talking about. That's the reason that's so important. Spend time in the Word. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now we're going somewhere, you understand? Y'all are believing with me, right?
Yes. Yes.
I'm working on something. Hallelujah. All right, now, let's go back to the first chapter of Ephesians and let's renew our minds on that. Verse 3, blessed, say blessed. Be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in the Anointed One and in His anointing. God anointed him, and we're in that anointing with him. Boy, you can preach on that the rest of the evening. See, we have the mind of Christ. By faith, we have the same anointing to cleanse and wash by the water of the Word our past memory until it is gone.
Yes.
I'm not talking about just kind of where you can ignore it. No, G-O-N-E, gone. I'll stop here at this because this is so important for where we're going with this. The Word says that we need to have no more consciousness of sin. That's a failure consciousness. And it gives birth to certain things like, well, you know, we're just so unworthy. And, well, you were unworthy and God did what He did anyway. Amen. But now you've been made the righteousness of God. Gloria and I, 1986, bought a little place up in the mountains of Colorado. And cute little house. Look, Gloria called it a little birdhouse. And the Lord made that place available to us, and And man, it's a dynamite deal, man. I mean, and we got this little place and, oh man, we had that little house from 1986 to 1999 and just enjoyed it so much. And you come down that little, turn off the street there and the driveway went downhill like this and then flattened out in front of the little house. And then we built a garage right over here about the third year we were there. And then when you come up and you park here and you walk right in the front door, there's a little mud room where you put your shoes or your boots, got snow all over them, you know, and you put them right in there. And then it had a kind of an orange tile on the inside of there. And then you come right into the living room, dining room combination. And right there was a window. And in fact, I bought that window. And Gloria got the rest of the house, but I bought that window. That window framed the ski mountain. It looked like a work of art hanging in the living room. And like I said, the house wasn't all that big. But man, that window, I walked in and I said, Gloria, this is mine. Well, right over here is the kitchen, and you go that way, you go downstairs, there was a bedroom down there, and you go upstairs, was a master bedroom, then we put it on the market, and according to God's instruction, in 1999, and the first guy came to see it, bought it, and I'm telling you, he come in there roaming, roaring around. I mean, he paid him a price, you know. And he said, now I need y'all to be out of here. And so he kind of running us off, you know. And he bulldozed that house down. And built a house almost four times bigger than that, right where that one was. But you notice I described everything about that house. Right here is the only place that house exists, because it's been wiped out. That's what happened to your sin. The only place it exists is right there. Now it's time for you to get it out of there. You remember what the Apostle Paul said, receive us. We have wronged no man. We have defrauded no man. What are you talking about? This man persecuted and killed Christians, and he said, we've wronged nobody? Remember what else he said? Forgetting those things that are past, I press forward. Amen. Now, this helped me. And I mean, you know, it's yours if you want to use it. One afternoon, I was dealing with this in my own life, and something kept coming up, and I started to say, I refuse to remember that, but something else came out of my mouth. And I said, I do not recall that. I had never stopped to think what the word recall means. Somebody asks you something, you say, I don't recall. Well, what we thought we were saying was, I don't remember. Listen to what we actually said. Recall. I'm not calling that memory back up anymore. No. I call things that be not as though they were. Glory to God. I do not recall that. Thank you. And the devil flashes something across your mind, you just tell him, you're a liar and the father of it, and I don't recall that anymore. No, I don't recall that. And every time he tries to press you with it, say, I don't recall that. turn the gun on him. Say, hey, I want to remind you of what you did, fool. You used to be anointed. You used to be the anointed cherub. You used to be top angel. And you ain't never coming back. You can't get it back. You lost your anointing. You got kicked out of heaven, and I'm going there forever. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. Hey, I can see you now sailing off out there into the eternities in a lake of fire. Woo, I can see it now. How you like that, devil? You enjoying that, thinking about this? Where'd he go? Where did he go? That's what Jesus meant when he said, he is a liar and the father of it. Scripture said he was perfect in the day he was created, and iniquity was found in him, and the iniquity that was found in him was the lie. And when you say that, see, he does not want to think about that. He does not want to recall what he'll never get back. And he is fear. The way God is love, he is fear. He is, listen to me, scared to death. That's the reason you resist him, he'll flee. And the meanest thing you can say to him, you're a liar and the father of it. And it just flashes it all in front of him. Well, he ain't gonna hang around and listen to that. You got to go. All right. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of whom? Of the Father, the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That the anointed one and his anointing may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know, to have intimate relation with the love of the anointed one and his anointing, which passes knowledge. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him, unto God, of whom you are filled with the fullness of whom you know and understand and comprehend the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. You mean to tell me I can understand the how high God is, how wide God is, and how deep God is? Yes. Yes. Oh, really, Coleman, there ain't no way no human being understand God. You can if he's the teacher.
That's right. Amen.
Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Yes. Unto him, here's the greater works. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. The Father that dwelleth within, he does the works. And what we just found out is that he is in there and he is there ready, willing, and able to become his full self. Now, what else is it you need, darling? You want me to tell you what you need? Faith in God. Stand up on your feet. Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more or you any more or me any less or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.
If you're a brand new believer, maybe you haven't heard much about the anointing, or maybe you've attended a church that doesn't talk about it all the time, and so today's message may have been the first time you've ever really heard anyone teach on it. Well, the simple explanation is the anointing is the power of God working in you and through you to remove the burdens and destroy the things that are trying to hold you captive in your life. But you need to know that this power isn't only for yourself. No, God wants this anointing to flow through you to help deliver the people around you from their burdens too. And there is so much joy in watching this happen. So here's a resource that's going to help you learn more about God's power that is already at work in you as a believer. This is a 2-CD set called The Power of the Anointing. So use the information that you see on your screen to order these CDs, or you can just write down the information that our announcer will give you at the end of this broadcast, and we will send you a copy. Now, we have so many resources that are going to help you grow in your faith. So visit our website to see all the books, all the DVDs, all the other materials that are available for you there. All right? Make sure you're staying connected to kcm.org. So many resources there. Download broadcasts, stream them, get a hold of it day or night, anytime it's there for you. Praise God. Thanks so much for watching today. We invite you to join us again soon. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.